Let me start off first by just saying that I want to congratulate Devin. I didn't get a chance last week. You know what happened? I spoke on Wednesday, and it's a real honor for him, and it was an honor to have coached him for the short time I did. But I'm proud for him and really happy for him. Just wanted to make sure we got that started. Now go ahead. Sorry.
On that note, where are you at on your return game evaluations? What do you like?
Well, I mean, you saw last week Ross was back there. I did think he gave us a little bit of juice. He had a couple that we'd like to have back from a read standpoint. But, he was close on the last one from going for a pretty good distance. He kind of tripped up. So, you know, that's where we stand right now with him. And then on punt return, I mean, Santonio had a – I'm not sure what it started at. I know what it ended at. It was 11 after the penalty. But I think it was about a 40-yard return, so – we're good there, and I think that he did a nice job with the decision-making also, you know, in really the first three games. We haven't had a ton of return opportunities, to be honest with you, on punt return yet.
I know you're looking for somebody to step up in coverage. Is Ahmad Dixon that guy, you think?
Hope so. Hope he plays exactly like he did last week. He really brought an energy to us, brought an edge to us, and made some big-time plays that, you know, the fumble, yeah, the kid dropped it, but – he got in there, stuck his face in there, and really wrestled it away from the kid, which was good to see. And then made another open field tackle on punt that was good to see. And he was very disruptive on kickoff coverage. I mean, he was first man down every time and made some things happen. So it was good to see.
He gave you a lot of credit after the game for encouraging him to play faster. Is that something that you worked on with him? And what did you see the first game that you figured that he should be doing better in the second?
Just that. I mean, I think what happened was, you know, when you're learning a new system, just like he was there for what? I don't even know. I mean, seems like everybody's there for about 3 minutes, but he really just needed to learn it a little bit more. My assistant Dwayne Stukes has done a great job with these young guys. You know, when I'm game planning, he's meeting with those guys. We've had more meetings with the young guys this year than I can ever remember in any time in my career. And Dwayne has gotten those guys ready to go, and he's really done a good job with a lot of those young guys.
So, what'd you see on tape from Dixon in the preseason when you looked at him and decided to bring him in? Could you tell that he was capable of this type of impact?
Yeah, they made a cut up for us, after the preseason was over, and you saw the same type of things, explosion. Being in Dallas, I had at least a couple people that I could talk with and got some positive reviews. So glad to have them, no question.
So the number of returns that are coming up short of the 20, you know, and almost as you look at those, you think, well, if you just take the touchback, it would have been better. What is your risk-reward thinking? Is the intent to bring them out looking for a big return? Are you willing to risk being short of the 20 in that case?
Well, I mean, you know, what's the difference as a play caller? It's kind of how I look at it, John. That's what I've talked about with coaches. What's the difference between the 16 and the 20? I mean, 4 yards. Now, is it different when you get inside the 10? Heck yeah, it's different. But, when you take away that chance, you don't have the chance to get past the 20 either. So, I mean, that's kind of the reward of it and the risk of it. But, again, those parameters change weekly as far as who we're playing against, what the wind's like, all those type of things, where the ball's kicked, what side it's kicked to, what return are we in. Those parameters change, and we still have to do a good job with those guys of getting them schooled up every time on it, being the inexperienced guys they are right now.
The lack of experience, though, and changing returners. You know, Devin was so in sync with his blocking. He seemed to know in a better sense. Is that hurt the development of these guys just not knowing each other as well?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think continuity helps, and really a kickoff return is like a run play, but with about 50 yards in between it every time. So think about that if you had a running play that's got all that space. I mean, it takes a lot of coordination. It takes a lot of time. And Devin was probably one of the best, if not the – well, he is the best now, as far as, making that open space work for him. You gave him a little crack and he was gone, and hopefully our guys will get to that point.
Can we talk about the decision-making on the reads with Rashad and then going back to week one with Sonoris about decision-making, bringing the ball out? Is there one set of decision-making issues that you can deal with more?
Y'all are killing me on this decision-making I'm just telling you now, and I mean, I want to repeat it again. That's okay, but I'm just telling you that it is a weekly and a per kick situation. It's has to do with a lot of factors that I'm not going to talk about because it's a competitive situation. I don't want to give them the exact blueprint that we're going to take the ball out or we're not going to take the ball out. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just telling you that's what it is. So those situations change and those parameters change by the kick, by the kicker, by weekly. So that's the answer to the question.
When you look at Rashad, you're talking about different reads. Are you talking about?
I'm not talking about when he takes the ball out. I'm talking about when he gets to the point of contact right there and there's a hole that's there or isn't there.
So
what he needs to do there.
Yeah, so then my question is that, do you see something like that and say, okay, that's something I can work with?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
A different thinking for you.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to be short with you. The whole thing about taking the ball out of the end zone is getting, I think we covered it a lot, that's for sure.
So what can you do with Rashad then in terms of the reads and at the point of attack, making sure he makes the decision you want him to make?
Eyes, vision, experience. You know, I mean, he just got to see it more, and he will. You know, he's a guy that's been in there a bunch, looking at tape, not only of this year, last year, you know, things in all the way back to Atlanta. So he's watched a lot of tape, and we're just going to keep working with him, trying to get him better.
Is that a tough conversation to have with Sonoris? I mean, obviously, he's still a key part of the special teams unit, but you move him from under the spotlight of returning kicks up one on that return team, where he's a cutter. How do you handle that?
You know, I think we're going to – I mean, all the players know this, and I'm going to be very honest and very forthright with them from the start, is they're going to know they have a certain role, and we're going to play them in that role that we think is best for the Bears. So I don't think it was a huge issue for him. I mean, yeah, was he disappointed? Sure. But he also did a great job on his blocking last week. He was a better cover guy last week. The good thing about last week was seeing all those young guys having fun, pumping their fists after getting a play and letting it fly a little bit and letting it go, and hopefully we'll get to see that more. I think that's part of being young. You know, you get to see that enthusiasm, and they get jacked up, and that's what we want to see out of them.
Joe, even if there's an allowance for penalties on such teams because of the aggressiveness guys are playing with, is it still too many, and are you worried by the way these are happening?
Well, I mean, you know, sure. On all accounts, how's that? That's we don't want penalties anytime. I promise you, we work harder in practice than I'll bet you a lot of teams in the National Football League on how to avoid penalties. But again, some of the young guys get in the heat of the moment, and now they're at the point where they want to make their block so bad and be a pleaser so bad that they make a decision that they'd like to have back. So we just have to keep working that mechanic as much as we can and try to keep those yellow flags off the field. It's a space play that a lot of times when they see somebody hit the ground, even if it was a clean play, that they're going to call it. So we have to do things to keep them off the ground as much as we can, to be honest with you.
When you see, watch it on TV, the first thing you want to do is cut the guy. But you're on the field. How do you discipline him?
No, I don't want to cut him, to be honest with you. No, I know, but maybe the fans do. I don't want to cut him. I want to make sure he doesn't do it again. That's my job.
But I mean, is there a trick to disciplining that out of them, I guess, or you know, coaching it, whatever? You know,
it's them seeing it over and over and over and over. So every time in practice, you correct it. Every time in film, when you see somebody else do it, you correct it. And then when they do it, you have to correct it also. But they're going to get better at it as they go. You know, I mean, it's just the way it is. We gotta be patient with them, and I am by far the most impatient person ever, believe me. I'm not very patient at all, but we have to be patient with these young guys and know that they're going to empty their bucket for you, and they're going to get better as we go, and I know that going in. I know that with that kid, Christian. I know he's going to get better, and he won't make that same mistake again.
Coaching back-to-back weeks, you guys have given up some pressure off the right edge on punts. What are you seeing from that? What are the coaching points?
Well, here's the first coaching point is we've got to be situationally smart. When it's fourth and a mile, you're going to get a rush. I mean, there's nothing that keeps you away from getting a fake run on you right there. They don't look at it and go, wow, we're going to get a fake run on us in fourth and a mile. So we just need to understand that coming out. And then we also need to do a better job with some of the protection efforts right there. And we've worked on that and addressed it last week. And after the first one, it wasn't an issue. So we need to continue to work on that for sure.
How did Kasim and Cornelius affect how you guys
I thought both of them brought good energy to it. I really thought Cornelius was very disruptive. He's a big man that can really run in the open spaces, and he's hard to deal with. But I thought both guys, you know, were productive and had a good game. So hopefully we can keep getting that out of both of them.
Is Randall Cobb the best return man to date you think you'll face?
I don't know. I thought Spiller and McKelvin were both pretty good. I mean, it seems like every week you go in there and you go, wow. I mean, everybody's got one. So I don't want to single him out, but I do want to single out that he's a great returner. I mean, he's different back there. But then they had the kid last year, Micah Hyde, that I believe was – you know, I know he had a touchdown against Minnesota. He had a big one that brought him back against Pittsburgh. So they're a talented group from a return standpoint, just with both those two guys. And that's not counting DeJuan Harris, who's now their kickoff returner. So it's gonna be a challenge for us this week.
How quickly do you like a punter to go from catch to balls away?
I mean, as fast as you can get there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not – it's not – you want to go as fast as possible, but you also want to get off the best punt. So there's a little bit of a wiggle room right there, a little bit of wiggle room, but you know we want to get it off as fast as possible.
How was Pat in that regard?
I mean, I thought he was okay. I mean, I thought the first one, you know, we just again, like I said, everybody needs to understand the situation as much as anybody. I mean, as all of us do, we just have to understand what you're going to get in that situation.